emergency department unless they're in critical need of urgent medical attention. It comes following what's been described as an unprecedented number of people showing up at the hospital's emergency department. 174 people showing up this week, and described by consultant in emergency medicine hospital, Martin Boyle. 174 people yesterday, indeed, which is the most that he ever saw in 11 years working at University Hospital Kerry. With me on the line to talk about this, we have got Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin. Deputy Daly, good morning to you. I'll talk to you in a moment about an issue raised in the Dáil about the South Kerry CAM situation, or the CAM situation overall. But first, your response. We're seeming to be not even fully into the winter yet, and we're seeing unprecedented levels of demand in several of our hospitals. At the weekend, it's University Hospital Limerick. Right now, it's University Hospital Kerry.
Yes, Jerry, I saw what was said by Mr. Boyd and also our councillors, Cathal Folian and Deirdre Ferris, who've been talking about it. And the INMO, in fact, said that there were 669 patients on trolleys also, which is a record for October. The time to plan for this was in last year's budget, and the government presenting a plan now isn't much good. In the budget 2023, which was disappointing, there was only 4.2 million to expand hospital capacity, and clearly in a huge overall budget that's not enough. But if clearly there are extra beds needed as well, and what we see from the last number of years is that there were 72 additional beds which were not delivered, that the funding was available for 200 beds going back to 2020, funding in place, but those beds won't be delivered by the government, by the HSE, by the Department of Health until next year. There was also a plan to recruit 50 additional consultants, but it takes a year to hire them. So having it in a plan is no use, because it'll take a year to do it, and it definitely won't be in place for this winter.
We are, though, facing particular issues this winter, and particular new issues this winter in relation to, I suppose, look, we have an increase in population anyway, but also we have a number of wards closed down because of the vomiting bug. We've also got the situation of COVID, which hasn't gone away. It's there in the background. Hearing increasing numbers of people are coming down with it, and unfortunately increasing number of people going to hospital, which on top of the flu season we're heading into, creates unique conditions. That is a challenge for the services.
You're absolutely right. But in the budget, you see, the health spending was actually increased in the budget, and I welcome that, by 1.2 billion. But most of the increase was going to provide an existing level of service for the growing population. So there was no foresight or advanced planning to say, okay, we have these problems, we're giving more money to keep it as it is, but we're not going to increase capacity, increase the number of jobs. And just in relation to, I know David Cullinan, our health spokesman, he was talking to someone from Nursing Home Ireland in the last week about discharging patients into the private nursing homes sector. That could be a short-term solution, but obviously the problems that if it have existed, we don't want extra reliance on private healthcare. We should be able to do the capacity ourselves. And I always remember talking to the discharge nurse over the last number of years who was allowing patients to leave University Hospital Kerry. And she used to always say, if there was 70 extra beds in Kerry in community hospitals, that would solve the problem. And there are, around the country, there are 650 patients who could be discharged from hospitals, but they are not being discharged. In Kerry alone, if you had 70 extra beds, and we've been saying this for the last number of years now, but while there is new buildings being constructed, I think in Killarney and that, that's not going to be any extra capacity. We need 70 extra beds in.
Sure, but to me, you're saying no to expand to private use or buy private beds. You're saying no to that, even though we are in a crisis at the moment. We are in a tough spot.
As a short-term solution, something that has to be looked at because of the lack of planning and because of the lack of preparedness to do the extra to create the additional capacity in our community hospitals. And when families come to me about, they're talking about trying to get their loved ones into nursing homes. their preference is always the community hospitals, which are run by the HSE. There's not enough beds in the stall, and there won't. There's no plans for any extra. The community hospital in Tralee is very, very well run, and in Killarney also, and in Kilmare. And remember, when there was big problems in the nursing homes, who stepped into the breach? Only retired nurses and nurses from the community hospitals to sort out the problem.
Okay.
So, but there are no plans currently by this government to expand that capacity, and that's very disappointing.
Okay, can I ask you, you raised an issue in the Dáil this morning in relation to the CAM situation in the county. What are you looking for the government to do? We had the open letter from the South Kerry Family Support Group, very frustrated with how things are going, with changes that have been made to the initial €10,000 compensation ahead of even a redress scheme, and not happy as well with what they claim is not a good enough support service for their children.
Yes. Well, there are problems with the South Kerry families and lack of therapy. Some of the therapies were online, but what I was trying to raise this morning with Minister Mary Butler was we're waiting for the sample audit to come out. It was supposed to be out this week. I'm not sure whether it is coming out this week or not. It was announced in February. It was to be out within 6 months. Obviously, we're 8 months at least down the line now. It still isn't there.
Yeah, and we've a comment from we asked the HSE for an update on that this week, and they said, look, it's underway. We can't comment that it's underway, but no clear indication as to when it will be finished.
Yeah, and you see, I spoke to a father of a now adult. He's in his mid-20s, who was a promising sports star, and now 10 years later, following the treatment that he received, this is in the North Kerry area, he doesn't really go outside. His life has been ruined by this, and the family have had difficult. They are very frustrated that because they know, I know, and even Minister Mary Butler knows that when the audit comes out, it's inevitable that there's going to have to be a full look back, or whatever they call it these days. There's going to have to be a full look back of all the files, because I'm speaking to social workers, patients, family members, who say that these problems go back 15 years before the HSE took over from the situation in 2014 from the Brothers of Charity. Those problems existing back then. Lack of clinical governance, lack of oversight, lack of supervision, and the problems that were there continued on in. So the limited audit, you know, we were saying this, you know this, Jerry, as well, and people in Kerry know that is not going to be enough, but it's the inevitability of the delay that's frustrating so many of the
people. What kind of a response did you get to your question this morning?
I didn't get the answer that I was looking for. They're awaiting the audit, and they're saying that when the audit comes out, they look at it, and then they will consider whether a full look back is going to be necessary.
Is merited. Okay,
it's inevitable. It will be through.
Finally, on a separate issue, your party leader, Marilyn MacDonald, clashing with Micheál Martin, the Taoiseach, yesterday at all over the refugee situation and the response of the government to it. She calling it a disaster, he calling it a triumph, and warning her over her language of discord, which she says only benefits Vladimir Putin. We're learning this morning that one of the...
Yesterday, she said that what she said was our own housing situation has been a disaster, which it has. And, we have called for 20,000 extra social housing. There has been no social housing built really until this year and last year from 2011 on. But he deliberately misinterpreted that, in my view, to say that Mary Lou is trying to split... to pander to right-wing elements by saying you look after our own and all
we
that.
Can't, which, we can't which even is, look after which, our own, and you can't look after the refugees. That was dog-whistling to racist views.
Yeah, and Jerry, we're at a kind of a dangerous crossroads here. I was speaking to people in education this morning, in a lot of schools in Kerry, they are full. In a lot of medical practitioners, and they are finding they're under strain as well. But that is, as another politician said one time, the parsimony which was shown to investing in healthcare and in schools, that's the reason for it. It's not, they were struggling, which it was very hard to get a dentist or a GP in South Kerry well before the Ukrainians came in. But because we're at a crossroads now, there's a danger that this will be exploited. And there was a very dangerous article, you're fully
rejecting that Mary Lou was conflating the two yesterday in the Dáil in a bit to exploit that very thing. That's what he accused her of.
Absolutely, he deliberately misinterpreted that. But there's a very dangerous online article was being spread around, and I received, a friend of mine in Killarney received it over the weekend from an online website called theliberal.ie, and that said that there was Algerians and asylum seekers who were sexually assaulting girls and complaints of that, and they were being dumped. These reprobates, that said, were being dumped in Killarney. So I was very worried about this. I spoke to senior Gardaí in Blanchardstown. They said that they never received any complaint. In fact, they said that they couldn't speak highly enough of the people who were in Blanchardstown. Now, the people who were moved to Killarney last month were not from Blanchardstown. They were from City West. So the article was completely untrue. And I think it's important to state that there was no complaints made to Gardaí about it. About any,
and we haven't seen that article. And, but you're saying it's doing the round, so we'll have to clarify
it,
that.
It is doing wrong, and I think we need to push back. But I have to pay great credit to the schools in particular in Kerry who rolled up their sleeves, and the ethos of many of the schools in Kerry for inclusion and reaching out. They really stepped up to the plate and delivered. They may be approaching or at capacity now. A lot of them. There is some space in some schools, I think, in Castle Island and that in some primary schools. But while we are under pressure, the people of Kerry are responding amazingly to it. And the people like CASI, people like the Tralee International Resource Centre, the ETB, the schools and the doctors are working hard because, as was stated during the week, there are Iranian drones bombing parts of
designed
Ukraine
to make sure that the number of refugees still come to cause trouble in Western democracies, to cause hassle and grief and try and split Europe for Vladimir Putin's aid. So in that context, it's history to have a point. To call it a disaster, to call 58,000, sorry, and deal with all that up to this point, as troublesome as it is, and the issues and local services, is that it is a war, that it is problems. We're dealing with a lunatic on the other side of Europe who wants to kill and maim and split Europe for his own nefarious ends. So has he not got a point, I suppose, that taking those numbers is a massive achievement?
Well, we have to move. One person that I was speaking to this morning who works in education in Kerry said that we have to move from crisis response to a planned response. And the difficulty seems to be that they don't seem to have firefighting. They're firefighting inside in the Department of Children. They don't appear to have a plan. There doesn't seem to be a planning unit inside there. They're scrambling around looking for army barracks, hostels, rooms, you know. Poor decisions will be made if we're still dealing with a crisis. Yeah. We have to plan. This war isn't going to end anytime soon, and we have to deal with it in a proper way. But we also need to expand our health capacity and get more teachers into education, reduce the pupil-teacher ratio to the European, near the European average of 20 to 1. We're up in, 24 to 1. But more GPs. And Sláintecare did suggest medical units in the communities so that when, like what happened in Milltown a number of years ago, you're looking around for a GP that hopefully
the service
will come
community. Okay, we're out of time. Deputy Daly, we're out of time. And all things not out that Sinn Féin will do if you get into power. At least you'll promise you'll do if you get into power.
I'd like to think we'll plan for the winter a year in advance.
All right, that's Deputy Pat Daly of Sinn Féin.